what the greatest thing about sports is.
You play to win the game.
Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished.
This is Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast.
X about me. X about me.
With Professional Sutton.
You already know.
Chris G.
My homie.
And The Rucker Report.
My family, what up?
They for real.
All straight with no chaser.
Let the games begin.
Let's go. Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast.
You know what time it is. Yes. I don't know what time it is actually. It's like a weekly wrap up that I've been doing. I've been trying to get, you know, put more content out there. Trying to be more aware of what's going on in sports and also helping others with what's going on in sports. So I told my coworker I was going to watch hockey. She's a Devils fan. Shout out to my coworker Eleanor. She said, I'm a Devils fan and I want to watch the Devils. And so I said, you know what? I'll try to watch some hockey. I tried. And I think I'm going to have to like watch it from the beginning because I caught it at the tail end. And then also the Knicks game was on. So I started to watch some of the Knicks game instead of watching some of the hockey games. So I'm still watching some of the Knicks game. And actually, the Knicks are actually beating the 76ers right now, 52-38. Second quarter, 2:28 left. So, all right, New York Knicks. All right, I see ya. But I wanted to talk about Deshaun Watson. Now, this is a very convoluted case. This is very difficult. So, for those of you that don't know Deshaun Watson, he is still the quarterback for the Houston Texans. He was accused some months ago of some sexual harassment, sexual misconduct, a lot of sexual assault stuff. He was getting massages from numerous masseuses, and a lot of them came out and said that he was acting inappropriately. So now the Houston Texans are like, we're not even going to take a chance on him. We're good. It's kind of sad on both parties. One, because if this is true, that's really tough. But if it's not true, it's like, wow. You know, sometimes you can have a reputation and you can be innocent throughout the whole thing, but people still going to want to believe what they're going to want to believe. And that's pretty sad, especially for a quarterback who had a bright future, who was doing so much in his community. And then my boy Chris said, well, I think that the question was posed on our last podcast. Well, what do you do, you know, if you're Deshaun Watson? And Chris like, hey, you just deny everything. You say, hey, nothing's came out, which it hasn't. So I want to make that be known. And then I think that, you know, talking about how you feel, what's going on, you know, saying these things are not true. But when you have a legal team, I'm sure, and you have a press people, they kind of let you know, hey, don't say nothing. It can make it worse. So I think for Deshaun Watson, he's not saying anything because he's probably advised not to. And it sucks because with our court system, you know, someone could accuse you of something that's not, you know, true. And you know, it still would give you that black eye. They still would give you that stigma, especially for a black quarterback in the NFL, especially him being in the South, you know, him having some issues with the owner. So it's a lot going on, but I don't want to, you know, get into that by myself. I would rather have my brothers talk to me about that. But also, you can also tune into our other podcast where we talked about Deshaun Watson and our thoughts on the situation at matter. But I want to talk about some possible landing places, and one that has emerged and one that has came up numerous times is the Miami Dolphins. And the Miami Dolphins, although it might be the quote-unquote best place for him, and they have said that they want him, I think it'll be kind of tough because, you know, you drafted Tua, and I think that if you're saying Tua is your guy, then how is that with everyone in the locker room? You know, everyone in the locker room is hearing this reports. So someone's from some part of the team is saying this. So at what trust do you have? You know, if I'm a young player and I hear my team saying, yeah, we're going to go with this guy instead of you, that's not going to leave much confidence for me. And then, not only that, you don't even know if he can play. So you're waiting for someone who's hopefully, you know, acquitted and these charges go away. But at the same time, where does that leave you? So that's a dilemma for the Miami Dolphins to even have to handle. So what do? Take him and just hold him on the bench until he's ready? I mean, I don't know. This is a very convoluted case. But again, you know, we'll talk about that later as things start to unfold and, you know, come on news. Also, the Steelers, you know, again, these are hypothetical for me. So don't take it as the end all be all. The Steelers, we got Big Ben back there, you know. You got Dwayne Haskins, who's also in the wing. So why not take a Deshaun Watson? Why not take someone who can sit and wait for a while and show the young guy what's going on? Also take the realm and the whole rings of the team, if you will, after Big Ben leaves. Why not get a guy like Deshaun Watson? He's mobile. He can help your team. Something to really think about if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. Also the Washington football team. Now, look, they need a quarterback. You know, I think Heineke is their quarterback, but he's not really the starting quarterback. So you need a quarterback at this point. You need someone that can really help you get over that. You need a quarterback who's dealt with this type of situation coming from a Houston team that's not that good, but you know how to really play it right now. You know, Ron Rivera, he worked with Cam Newton. You know, having a quarterback in that type of system, you know, helping push that along. So why not get a Deshaun Watson? That can help. Also, it can generate a lot of media coverage. It can generate a lot of buzz to the team. So why not? Again, he's going to have to sit until you know what to do with him, but at least you have him. And then, and my last team, the 49ers. And I think that his name emerged before the draft, before we got Trey Lance, but why not sit and wait? And you got Trey Lance there, who's obviously not ready. Then you have Jimmy G, who's, I don't know, that offense isn't built for him. If you check my last podcast, I talk about that. But you have a mobile quarterback like Deshaun Watson, a quarterback that's already seasoned in the game, quarterback that already knows the game, or a quarterback that he can, it will be easy for him to learn because he doesn't have a lot of options. He doesn't have a lot of things to think about in the offense, you know. And I think it's so simple for a mobile quarterback, whereas it's so complex for a quarterback that's not mobile. So those are some things to think about if I'm these team. Again, this is a really quick hit. But if you have some teams that you think would be a good landing spot for Deshaun Watson, who would they be? Would it be your team? Do you think it'd be the Jets? You know, do you think it would be the Eagles? If you go to the West Coast, I don't know. I mean, shoot, how about, you know, the Raiders? Again, spitballing. We know the Raiders, they love a name. Who would it be? Who would you grab? If you are Chicago, do you grab them and say, hey, we have a young guy that can learn under you? What do you do? So that's a question that I'm going to propose. Let me know where you think Deshaun Watson should go. If anywhere, let me know. Leave that in the review. Also, you can follow me on Facebook. I have all the information there for you. Tell me what you think. If you know me personally, call me, text me. We can talk about it. On that note, thanks again for tuning in to another quick hit, a special edition of Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast. If you want to get to comment, share, like, please do that. We will appreciate all of that. And also, please don't forget to review. That's how we get people to watch and, you know, kind of get up there. Like, don't share those goodies with just yourself. Share them. Share them bad boys with everybody else. All right. Until next time. Peace.
Hey. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game.
Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished.
This is Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast.
X about me. X about me.
With Professional Sutton.
You already know.
Chris G.
My homie.
And The Rucker Report.
My family, what up?
They for real.
All straight with no chaser.
Let the games begin.
Let's go. Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast.